Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. Blow off some steam. Go to the brand new gambling expo center that was just opened.
Yeah, and the traffic fucking sucks.
Blow off some steam, some cash, some dignity.
Some steamy
cash.
Take
a break. Some steaming cash. That's when it's actually burning a hole in your pocket, I think. Yeah, no, the casino opened up and it fucked everything around here.
On Monday.
Oh, bad.
Well, just Monday.
It was ridiculous.
Did you have to drive through that?
Yep.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Poor soul.
Fuck my life.
How long did it take? Did it take longer than getting through a landslide?
No, it wasn't so bad because I was on I-5 just cruising. But it was still back the fuck up.
Yeah?
Cruising.
Just cruising.
By cruising, you were driving in the median. Saying fuck all these people,
yeah,
in front of you. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, it was just absolutely fucking ridiculous, man.
I just want to know who has the time to do that shit on a fucking Monday.
Yeah, right. It's like 9 a.m. on a Monday. Why are we going to a casino?
I'm sure the parking lot was littered with gold
watches,
cars.
Rolexes, and
gold
rings.
Cars. That's old people.
Oh,
drive.
You mean just yeah? No, that's a fact. Only old people drive the golden cars.
This is true.
My mom
old
does.
Old people and rappers.
So she's crossing that line.
Yeah.
Did she purchase it recently? She just decided this is the end of my youth?
No, she just liked the Kia Rio.
The new Kia Rio. I never understood how that guy was so excited about those cars.
I don't know. You pay me enough, I'll be excited about anything.
Yeah.
I will hype up genocide if you pay me enough, dude. I don't give a shit.
We don't even have to pay you to do that. We just got to give you, like, a beer.
Quiet.
A Bud Light.
All right, I got a funny story for you guys.
Okay.
Tell.
So did I ever tell you the story? My brother Michael introduced me to the new thing called dabbing.
Oh, yes. We are quite familiar
like
with the concept.
The actual concept of dabbing or, like, the dance move?
Wait.
Like the.
Okay, the dance
the
move.
Dance
the dance move, yeah. So he said the new thing to do is after you fart loud and vocally.
You did this already.
Dab on somebody, right? And so this happened to me last weekend. We were hanging out at one of my friend's house, and it was like majority girls, right? So obviously your boy's trying to look cool.
So this isn't like the story you told last time. This is an addition onto that.
No, this is like happened last weekend, I think.
Okay, good.
Anyways, so like I'm standing there. Everybody's just doing their thing. So I'm trying to squeak out a fart because it's tearing up my guts. And sure as shit, just... just vocal. Everybody heard it, and everybody just stops and stares.
You should have just kept looking, like, wow.
Yeah, see, and if I did that on purpose, it wouldn't be a bad thing. But I didn't. So everybody's looking at me. I'm thinking to myself, oh God, how do I recover from this? And I was like, I have to own it. That's all I can do.
Yep.
So I dab.
Yep.
Just instantly. And like half the group is like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? The other half is like, ha, that's kind of funny.
Then my buddy, like,
then my buddy Jaden, his fiance Marcella's in the back, and she's fucking dying. It's like the funniest thing she'd ever seen in her life. And I was like, Marcel, you and me are gonna be friends, and I fucking love you, dude. Thank you.
Dabbing is only funny if you do it in a somewhat ironic context.
Yeah,
like, and covering for a fart falls in that category.
Good,
you fucking
yeah.
nailed it, dude.
Yeah.
But don't do it as a real dance move.
Oh, fuck no.
Or I will
my favorite dabbing.
Throw a banana peel at you.
My
and
favorite
pray
dabbing.
That you step on it. What?
That is so weird. Why would you do that to him?
That's just fucked up, dude.
I want it to be as innocuous as possible.
My favorite dabbing.
I'm not saying I'll do this with Jared.
Mickey Mouse. Disneyland tweeted Mickey Mouse dabbing. And I'm like, I don't think they know what this means. So yeah. It was funny. That is like,
I don't think anybody actually knows Disney. What it means.
I don't.
Somebody dialing somebody? Was that me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. How did I do that? I almost called 911, you guys.
Oh, my God. That would make for some interesting material.
It's time
in the back room, we're talking about dabbing. They're like, oh, shit, these guys are just drunk off their asses.
It's time for my favorite new segment. It's called Let's Call the Police.
Let's call Drew's dad.
Oh, we should call Drew's
don't.
Dad.
Don't. He'll talk, like, the entire show. What would he talk about?
Cop stuff.
Probably about beating some guy up on the
job. Oh, can we hear about that?
Sure.
No, no, I don't talk. I'm like super interested right now. Can we call him? Can this happen?
We could. I don't. My phone is rebooting again.
Oh.
Don't.
Yeah. We should ask him to tell a story.
Tell a story that's just going to chill our blood.
Oh, but then he'd probably go through and listen to all the shows. And I don't want that to
He knows the exact... I'm surprised he hasn't listened to them already.
I'm really glad he hasn't, being as he's a police officer.
I don't care if he does.
Oh, I care.
He can't arrest me for anything I've done on here.
You have no evidence.
Yeah.
I admit to nothing.
No evidence /
I don't even admit that there is anything to admit.
Actually, one of my residents was like, you know, you never admit to anything.
And what does that mean?
Plead
the
right?
fifth, nigga.
And I thought about it, and then, you know, the weekend goes by, and I noticed Drew does the same thing. I was like, Drew,
it's cause
you
he's
don't
the...
admit to anything.
He knows how to Drew fight the system.
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe...
Learned it from him.
Yeah.
He just knows how to fight the system. You can't ever admit fault.
But I just thought it was... kind of funny.
The only admission I've ever got from him, solid enough for me to be like, that's great, is all right. And he just like does this like face thing
all right.
with his head, and it's like and I'm like, okay, that's true.
She knows exactly what she means.
So
except you look like an old lady with Parkinson's. Like
that's what I feel Drew looks like when he does that face.
No, he doesn't.
Do people with Parkinson's always
okay? I did
like
it
that?
Longer shake. Than I did they, it longer they, than he does, but still, I just like
I don't know, man. They just kind of shake.
And they bobble their head at the same time.
Yeah, they just.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Leave me alone.
I
have Parkinson's.
This is your show now.
Really?
Yeah. Take it away. Here. What do you want your music to be? Here we go.
That's cool. Oh,
yeah.
Did you see BB-8 downstairs?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's our daughter.
We bought a robot, and it's our child.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't have words for this, so
thank
great.
You for your...
Dude, you gotta see it drive, though. It's really great.
Does it actually drive?
Oh, yeah. You can drive with your phone, and if you...
Nigga, what?
And if you make it hit a chair hard enough, its head will fly off.
Which is not great.
I don't believe you.
It'll
Let's
happen.
Do it.
Yeah.
Is it bad
Let's do
for
it.
It?
No, it's got a 3-year
it
protection
just,
plan on
it.
It
just
so.
Bothers me to see her do that.
It's better than most toddlers, really.
That's true. Like, at least we could be like, this shit has to go back.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I just remember this thing's a piece of shit.
And if you do that with
one.
A kid, you're like a bad parent.
Yeah, right?
You know, they're thinking of, they're planning on doing a head transplant this year.
I've been reading that, like, the last 10 years they've been working up to it.
But this is the year, right?
I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah. So could they, like, put my head onto, like, an Olympic athlete who's, like, 6'4"?
That's the plan.
Hypothetically.
The guy that they're doing this to, I think he has a degenerative bone
like
disease.
A black
yeah.
guy?
Muscle.
Muscle.
So he's in a wheelchair.
Black from the neck down.
How about just the waist, dude?
I'm not allowed to wear shorts anymore.
Jared, if you could switch your head with any black person's head, what body
what
would
you
attach your
Cruz.
Head to? Terry Crews.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Wait, what does that person look like?
What's that?
What does that person look like?
Oh, I got
Terry
you.
Crews.
Terry Crews.
Say it louder. That'll make it better.
Maybe you'll hear it this time.
He looks like
a
this.
Fucking badass.
Yeah.
No,
he's
that's
President
not your,
Camacho.
That's not your face.
Well, I mean,
no.
It will be.
It's Jared. He's on his body.
No, they're just going to take my head and put it on that body.
You know, with Photoshop, we can make this happen.
We could.
We could. Yeah.
Could you actually do that? I'll set that as my Facebook
Wait,
profile.
Wait, let's ask your uncle to do it.
No, dude, I'm being straight up right now.
Yeah, no, we are too.
Yeah.
His uncle does.
I'm going to text you every hour on the hour saying, hey, is my Photoshop done yet?
Right.
Text him, not me. I'll block
I got,
you.
So we're gonna need a shirtless picture of you. Just full disclosure for this
just
to be
actually
accurate.
Just a holy naked. Just give me a... Just send one. Shoot one out.
For accuracy.
For, yeah, for
throw on the
science.
Floor, hold your arms out and do a spin.
For science. I'll take one for you after the show.
I feel so objectified right now.
You gotta do
he
a
likes
spin because this is gonna be a 3D spectrogram. You gotta hold your arms out and do a slow rotation.
No, no.
But
I
then
want,
fast so
you... No, I want
like,
you to take a picture of
up.
My face and then just like... Microsoft Paint, like take it and put it on, like absolutely awful. That's what I want.
Oh, you
know,
want it
I
bad?
Oh, yeah.
So that's
oh.
why I said ask your uncle.
Make
I
it,
can do this good.
Yeah,
too.
I want it to make it. I want it bad.
I know. I mean, if my uncle did it, I love
Has
you.
Has science gone too far? Sorry,
it hasn't gone far enough. We should split Jared down the middle with Terry Crews' body.
Okay, we've been talking about like how it we can do this, but should we do
this?
Yes.
Okay. Jared, how tall are you? Do you care to say?
5'8". Yeah, okay, it's 5'7 3/4", but that rounds up to 5'8".
No, just the head removal will be easy. Terry Crews is 6'2".
Oh, I thought he was taller. Find me a taller buff boy.
Fine, he's 6'2½".
Oh, that works.
Yeah, there, perfect.
That half really. What's his wiener size?
I don't think. No, Google Wikipedia does not have that.
Wait, I don't understand
why.
Do
you want to look up Terry Crews nude? Is that what?
Someone tweet
is
at
that
him.
A thing?
What's your wiener does size?
Does he have a Twitter?
You did it on incognito.
Does. Of course I did. Google don't gotta fucking know what I'm putting in here.
Oh shit, he has a masturbation addiction.
What?
Admits masturbation. This is in 2016.
What?
Well, things I didn't expect to learn today. Let's
Whoa.
See.
The more you know.
All right. Blah, 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 blah. Bum,
I don't care about this, but let's look at the other
How do you
link.
Spell Terry Crews?
If Terry Crews.
T-E-R-R-Y. Crews, as in.
Like cruising down the street?
Wait,
no, like.
Why is that one answer I'm
like
Liam Neeson?
People that work together in a crew.
I don't know.
Well, I can't find
it. Oh, it's a wiener size poll, you guys.
E-W-S.
I'm not
going to
vote on
and
this.
And there's one that says, I don't have a penis. And then the other one, you need a search party to find it. And then various sizes. And then 8+. And then I am Liam Neeson. Those are wiener sizes.
I'm
Neeson
leaning towards
8+.
To
I'm going to go towards Liam Neeson. I don't know what that means, though, so I'm guessing it's big.
The Brooklyn Nine-Nine, an Expendables actor, said he realized he
Terry
needed
Cruz.
To simmer down on the net porn after it began affecting his day-to-day life when he was literally masturbating from dusk till dawn.
Now, that's some fucking endurance.
Wouldn't that cause,
props,
like,
dude.
Chafing?
If you do it horribly wrong, yes.
But, like, all
that's
day?
Like, all night.
Doesn't
that get boring?
Apparently not.
Not for Terry.
Maybe he does meth.
I don't know, but
that
no, he's too buff to do meth.
Yeah,
cocaine. Everybody does cocaine.
Yeah,
in that city,
that's definitely his drug is cocaine.
I love how everybody does cocaine. Everyone's like, yeah, that's right.
It's still the hot shit
oh,
down in Hollywood.
That's what you were saying.
What?
With like crews.
Crews of people.
All right, I don't need to know his wiener size.
Makes sense. Well, it's not. I don't think this is going to tell you anyway.
And what does this have to do with
MailCelebDonks.com?
What?
MailCelebDonks.com.
Is that a thing?
No, it's MailCelebDonks.blogspot.com.
Shit.
Get it right.
Okay, the fact that you know it better than her.
Well, it says it.
It says it's right.
It's on this link that I can just.
Okay, never mind.
I'm
going
to tweet the picture to Terry Crews once we get it.
Dude, I'm gonna put it as my new Instagram profile.
Do you want?
Am I just an attention whore or something? What
no,
is it with me trying to get
so
celebrities
funny.
To tweet?
No, you're doing a service. You're trying to get some talent to focus in on.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Which is what we need, but is it what we want? Or is scratch that, reverse it? I'm not sure. It could go fantastic or horribly.
I don't know. Regardless, what? I'm still gonna put that picture on Instagram, and I'm gonna put it with the caption "Transformation Tuesday." And have just like a whole long thing about how I've worked so hard for this. And...
Can I tell you guys a tweet from Terry Crews from 09?
Yes.
Yes.
He goes, "Sheet, new moon, motherfucks. The Robert Pattinson is gay."
I was wondering if he was talking about the actual new moon or that movie.
Spot fucking on, dude.
Great.
Astute observation.
Motherfucks. Like,
truly.
The Robert Pattinson is gay.
The Robert, but so you aren't confused with the guy that works at the gas station.
Truly,
in Hollywood.
Truly, just a genius with the words.
Maybe this isn't really.
What drugs is he on? Do we
it's
know?
It's cocaine.
I think. Okay. I think just life.
Nah, dude, that's something else.
If there's like a steroid that you can snort up your nose, that's what he's on.
So steroids.
Yeah, but a specific kind.
Cocaine steroids.
The nose kind. Yeah, maybe he cuts it with
cocaine
some...
Cocaine roids.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, Coke-roids. You take Coke and then you go work out. You're going to be there for like 3 fucking hours having the best workout of your life.
Sounds great.
It does sound pretty good.
Yeah, but you're going to die the next day.
Well, you might whatever. Just, the next day, me will have to fucking deal with it.
You're gonna like be doing deadlifts.
For tomorrow,
yeah.
You're gonna be doing deadlifts, and then your wrists are gonna turn into dust, and you won't even notice. That's a big problem. But then when you find out the next day,
your wrist turning to dust.
Yeah.
The next day, you're just, like, oh shit.
Oh, not again.
You wake up and you have like T-Rex arms.
Oh god, I saw something horrifying the other day.
On a scale of 1 to 10 dinosaurs, how horrifying is
47
it?
47 dinosaurs.
Oh Jesus.
I won't show you a picture of it, but I just want you to imagine the demented mind that creates this product. It is a baby suit for your dog.
That's so great. What's your problem?
No, it is terrible.
Okay,
yeah, I was expecting something really sick.
I was expecting, children in Syria, getting killed and, slashed in half, and they're just like...
I don't think you can get that on Amazon.
And they're just all like, USA.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
No,
that's not that
regardless,
bad.
Renee, I agree with you. That is fucking horrifying.
You want to see this fucking picture?
No.
Yeah, I do.
How will the listeners see it, though?
But also, you should tell
the
story about the dinosaur scale.
The dinosaur scale. Oh, yes. What happened? So, I was leaving the room one day.
Great story.
For work.
Yeah. She was dead asleep until I started getting up. And then in a strange 3/4 asleep, 1/4 awake haze, she got up from the bed to go to the bathroom and asked, on a scale of 1 to 10 dinosaurs, how sleepy am I?
10, for sure.
I immediately diagnosed her with an 8, but after reconsidering the statement that she just said, I later changed that to a 10.
Yeah, and I don't remember.
It's pretty
that.
Sleepy.
Wow.
What else do you say in your sleep?
It's him who talks in his sleep mostly, but that was the only time that I don't, solidly remember what I said.
Wow. Yeah,
I tell people to fuck off a lot, but that's about it.
In your sleep.
That does not surprise me.
Well, mostly when they try to wake me up, and I remember that.
Also, that does not surprise me.
It's
he says a lot
response.
Of stuff in his sleep. I've tweeted a lot of it.
None of it makes sense, man. It's so, I don't have dreams, really, so it just all comes out in this weird, acid trip dreams that I have, where I'm like, what am I trying to, I'm flying a pizza submarine in one of them.
Yeah.
I don't remember all these tweets
now,
at all.
Some fucking delivery service.
Yeah.
Although it's... You gotta go in the submarine to get the pizza.
Let me see if I can find the most recent one.
I don't know why that makes it worse, but...
I don't know, it's weird.
But there's always a chance that the hatch will accidentally close, and then you're on an undersea voyage with Captain Nemo for a week. You gotta go stab a giant squid, and then you get a pizza coupon. What a fucking life. I don't know what any of this means.
I need to reread that book.
Aw, damn it. It's on my old phone,
I
think.
I read that book. Was it good?
I remember it being good.
Yeah?
It was a long time ago.
What book?
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Captain Nemo Under the Sea. No, it's...
Close enough, I guess.
What are we trying to find on this here telephone?
I was trying to see if I can find one of your most recent, nighttime things.
Oh.
Oh, okay, here's the...
I think I asked, is it squishy in here?
Here's one that happened 3 days after we got married.
He's having a dream from being a fetus.
He rolled over. He frequently wakes up laughing. He'll just be laughing, and it's creepy as fuck.
It is kind of creepy.
And so he rolled over, and he's like, sick burn. And I said, what? And then he yelled, sick burn! And I was like, okay. And then he rolled back over and was asleep.
That's awesome.
So I started hashtagging them sleep talk radio.
I love it.
Sick burn.
And there are always these really small snippets that are perfectly tweet sized.
I have started.
Amazing.
I've tried to record them, but by the time I can get to the app to record it, he's done.
Yeah. They have an app for sleep talking, and I actually used it.
Did it work?
Yeah. It was mostly me just going, just rolling over.
So it doesn't actually record until you start talking.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Send it to me.
I don't remember the name.
God damn it, Trees.
Where
I
do
know.
You situate the phone in order
just
for it to hear
your pillow.
You? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that. We were trying to think of some crazy idea to have it be in the middle of both of us.
Because
you could do that.
Because we talk to each other sometimes.
In
I've heard.
Sleep?
Yes.
Aww.
And I don't remember that.
Hashtag.
Well, how do you know it's happening?
Really? My mom
goals.
Told me.
Oh,
she
okay.
said, you
goals
guys were
AF.
Talking. She told me, I don't know if it was a week ago. She said, hey, so why were you guys up at 3 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, we weren't. And she's like, you guys were having a conversation. She didn't listen, so it probably didn't make any sense, though.
It must have been a really intense conversation.
I don't
if she
know.
Could hear us.
Well, she was like walking out. I don't know.
Oh, do you have the door open?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, you know what? Maybe we should just keep the door open and then people can tell us about it later.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find
I told you guys
one.
About my buddy Stone King sleep talking in Africa, right?
No.
No.
No, but we know of awesome. Stone King.
Oh, Stone King's great, dude.
Yeah.
He's the one who, if Renee dies, I'll marry him.
We can't. Yeah. You said he wouldn't want us to call him?
No.
Okay. Never mind then.
Why?
I mean, I'll ask him about it, but we'll see how that goes.
Okay. I'm embarrassed.
Anyway, no, not at all. He just wouldn't know what to say. He'd be like, what the fuck, man?
He would have to come here first to get a feel for it. Yeah. And then out on the phones, I think.
But yeah, anyways, one day over in Africa, randomly, we're in the tent out at Shabelli. So there's like 10 of us in the tent. It's like
Which
11
is in
at
Djibouti.
Night. Africa, yeah.
Shabelli, just behind Djibouti.
It's,
anyway, just
we're gonna move along now.
Okay.
No, then all of a sudden, it's like, what?
I'm just laughing at the Djibouti. Sorry.
Grow up.
I can't.
You know, there's a D in that word.
Have you met? Yes, what? I did. I was in the Model United Nations. Of course, I know there's a D in it.
The Djibouti's in the United Nations.
Yes, it's a nation.
Okay, Stoney.
Yeah, but not all the nations
yes,
are
they
in.
They are.
Not North Korea.
They don't count. Fuck them. That's right, Kim Jong, whoever you are. Fuck you.
I don't think Chad's in there.
Chad is there. Really? God damn it. Stop.
Anyways.
About that Stone King.
Yeah, getting back to my fucking story.
Seriously.
I'm just going to start cutting you guys off.
Do it.
Yeah, my story. Anyway. No, then almost it's like 11 at night, so everybody's almost asleep. All of a sudden from the back corner, I hear, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, and me, Brooks, and Segura get up. We're like,
the fuck?
Is that fucking Stone King? So we go over, like, dude, you good? Just sawing logs. And then probably like a month later, he was sleeping in my room, also in Africa on the main base.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And, yeah. He got like hammered on base, yeah. And then.
And you led him to your bed.
Anyways.
Sorry.
Not
tell your
not
story,
reading
Jared.
Any deeper into this, whatever. Assholes. Anyways,
I'm
so,
not judging you.
So he's
yeah.
So he's Love asleep, you. And I'm like just about to fall asleep. All of a sudden, I hear, I'm like, what the fuck was that? So like, I look over at his bed. Stoney, you good, man? I hear he's like grumbles something. Goes, fuck the police.
Yes.
Yes.
I was like, dude, I got nothing, man. What the hell is wrong with
God,
me?
I want to know what his life was before he joined the military.
And
you have
six.
Any idea?
Wait, I picture him as black, and I don't know anything about him.
Oh, no. 6'5", white dude, played college basketball.
What color hair?
Red?
Probably about the same as mine, but thinner.
Yeah. Thinner. Is he going bald?
I think so.
He should just tell him, like, just shave it. Just be bald. Don't,
I told him that.
Don't do the middle thing, because that's ugly as fuck. Like,
I told him that,
hair,
and he's like, no, I got a few more
don't
years.
Don't have hair. No.
Like the I'm middle kidding. Thing, as in, like, just yeah. not quite bald, but it's like
I
you could sand wood
it.
On
like,
it.
The hottest guys to me are like totally bald, like Stanley Tucci.
Oh, you'd love my boss then.
Love him.
Oh, I love Stanley Tucci.
Right? Oh, except for
Stanley
I don't like
Tucci.
Him in Feud.
He's the
he says words out of his
Games.
Mouth that makes me.
I'll show you his face.
It Renee. Bothers me.
Okay, celebrity crushes go.
I know Renee's
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh my god.
Childish Gambino, Stanley
That's Stanley Tucci.
Tucci.
He kind of looks like Stacy.
Evelyn,
which
no,
guy,
I mean,
which
like,
guy is
Tyler.
He?
Steven Tyler's daughter.
In what?
In the Hunger Games?
He's the newscaster.
What's her name? Evelyn Tyler?
The guy in the purple suit. Smiles real big.
Oh, that, what?
Yeah, he's that guy.
And he's also in
Caesar
Easy A.
Or something.
He's the dad in Easy A.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Oh, that's a great movie. Who told you you're black?
Oh, I know Jared's. Natalie Portman.
Natalie
Hands Portman. Fucking down.
Still.
We were listening to her greatest rap
fire
earlier.
Dude, that's so fucking awesome.
It's the best rap. I had it memorized at one point.
Really?
Whoa. Play it.
You
want it?
All
right.
This
Let's
my
see.
Shit.
I did not remember half the words.
DJ, spin that track.
I got it.
We're sitting here today with film
Cyril
star Figgis. Natalie Portman.
Hello.
So,
Cyril.
Natalie, what's a day in
Figgis.
The life of Natalie Portman light?
Do you really want to know?
Please, tell us.
I don't sleep, motherfucker, off that yak and that Durbin. Doing 120, getting head while I'm swerving.
God, I really wish she wrote this herself.
You a crazy chick. Yo, shut the fuck up and suck my dick. I
just inspires me to like to learn how to rap. We just taking a break. You know the Snapchat people will be able to hear this.
What now?
I'm sorry, Natalie.
Put my foot down your throat till the shit's in my shoe.
Those are some fire lyrics,
right?
It inspires.
I am kind of sad she didn't write it, but she could have.
Probably
did she not? Are we sure?
It was with Lonely Island. I imagine they helped at least.
Can we Google this?
Oh, let's see. Can we Google this? What kind of question is that?
That's fucked up, Natalie.
I'm surprised.
Isn't she all of like 5 foot even?
Yeah. And she cries in every single movie.
Let me see.
Except for Mars Attacks. When I was in Harvard, I smoked weed every day. I cheated every test and snorted all the yay. I got a deaf posse. You got a bunch of dudes. I'll sit right there.
Well,
I can vouch for that. My dick is scared of you.
Okie doke.
I remember watching interviews of Thor, like behind the scenes, and somebody asked Chris Hemsworth, have you seen Natalie Portman's rap? And she was just fucking mortified. She's like, oh no, I forgot I did that.
What? I was so proud of that.
Me too. Man.
And he had seen it, and he thought it was fucking great. So.
See?
It is fucking great.
It is great.
Is it possible to learn how to rap?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to not be you.
Shit.
Yes. That wasn't a burn.
Get really, like really mad and really, really smart. And you'll
I just gotta, just whip out the blackface makeup.
What you should do, not that.
Anything but that.
We will have to get some divorce papers happening on that one. Could you say that on Coug Radio?
No. Hey, they just didn't care if you. They
She would have been, if she was listening, if it was Erica, she would have been in there like. Flies on shit or shit on flies. Everything. Is everywhere.
All I would have known, all I knew was that you just couldn't say the 7 bad words.
Or have girls sit in your lap. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's
talk about this. Tell us a story.
I guess that was a rule at one point, and I might have broken it, you know?
Was she giving you a lap dance or just like sitting in your lap?
No, hanging out.
Were you in her?
No, oh Jesus.
I was just asking a question.
I'm not that risky, man.
Okay,
I can't
whatever.
Do that.
Can I don't... leave now?
You don't want this scoop, Jared?
It's his ex-girlfriend, Lindsay, and then he got in trouble.
Yeah, well, I figured that much.
Middle
but
school?
It was getting awkward for everybody.
Middle school?
But I didn't get, like, written up or anything. It was just like, hey, don't do that. And I was like,
don't do that.
You're like, eat my shit.
No, dude, she's so scary.
No, you don't
She was really scary to me until we drag raced down 39th Street. Is that the road that is
you
off?
You drag raced Erica?
Yeah, and I beat her in my Ford Focus, and she was in a Subaru XR whatever.
Shit,
yeah. And she was pissed at me. She hasn't talked to me since, really.
You guys, I really want to race my new car, but I feel like that's a poor decision.
What is your new car?
It's a 2017 Jetta.
Ooh. I don't know.
Is it turbocharged? Automatic?
Yeah.
You can't race that.
You can't?
Well, you can, but you're just at a disadvantage.
Just start in first, then move it up second, third drive.
Yeah, well, it kind of has a little manual thing where you go like that, and you know.
But it's not like reverse neutral drive part.
Did you just pull fruit snacks out of your bag?
Yeah.
You were such a mom. So when are your children coming?
Wait, are those fruit snacks or
fruit gushers? As soon as she finishes the edibles.
I need to meet them.
Mom of the year.
Yeah,
my kid's crying. I'm just going to eat this edible.
Just don't put them all in the same bag. That's... I can see.
Best day of school ever.
We had the NyQuil snow cone idea, but that's just like 2.11.
Wait,
man.
What was the most recent thing?
What? A variation on the NyQuil snow cone?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, what was that?
We just talked about it.
Or my personal favorite, abstinence.
What? No context? What?
No kids.
Yeah, please don't do kids,
is it your
Jared.
Favorite by choice, Jared?
Kids?
No, so, abstinence.
Oh,
do you guys know how to sneak edibles onto an airplane? Because
yeah, you just take them with you?
Yeah,
you eat them. Yeah, you walk onto
I had this
plane.
Complex idea of like getting like a bag of peanut butter cups like
We've
from
done
Walmart.
It before.
Open uh-huh. it, put edible peanut butter cups in there.
You could do that.
Put it in a box that says, love, Grandma.
Or just Perfect. Eat them all before you get on.
Oh, my God. You're like three things.
Yeah.
Like five.
They're like, excuse me, miss, we landed an hour ago. Just
I wish I had
I'm
five.
I'm still fine, bro. Leave me alone.
I wish I like had this. Five when we went from New York to Portland because Renee got like extra fucking pissed off at the TSA and he
oh,
was
no.
fuming and I had to give yeah. him one edible, a shot of Fireball, and half of a Xanax to get on the plane.
I didn't have a Xanax.
Yes, what you did.
Fuck? I did?
Renee? Yes.
Renee does bars.
What? He did. It was my. I took the other half because it was freaking me out how, like.
I don't think you told me that was a Xanax.
No, I didn't. And you were great the rest of the flight.
God.
He was really
did
upset.
Did you date rape him? They gave me
later.
I was pissed because we were fucking. We were already. We were late to the flight as it was, so we were sprinting.
Oh, because of the bomber that fucked up the subway.
Oh yeah, the Chelsea bombers. They fucked us. So terrorism affects everyone, you guys.
Oh, there goes my weekend plans.
We were sprinting through the subways, and we didn't have our bags with us. We gave them to this service that will
Which
take
is really
them
cool.
to the. It was a cool service that we gave them to this service that would take them to the airport for you.
Hands
and
free New York.
That is the name of them, and yeah, sure, we'll give them a plug here. We got there, and we are in just this huge ass fucking line with the stinkiest, dumbest people you could ever be around, and.
I realized
15 people away from the front of the line where I'm supposed to get my ass grabbed by Johnny on the spot in the blue shirt
Lucky.
At the front of the line, I realize I still have a full bottle of water in my backpack, and there is no place to dump it.
They don't have it like Portland where they have the dumping stations. It's just trash cans.
Yeah, if you're in New York, don't take water with you. Just
they don't
die.
Care about
just
it.
Kill yourself from dehydration.
They just buy water. They don't take water bottles with them. They're not that health. Like they're not that eco-conscious.
Or they just get yeah. the plastic
I
ones.
Just yeah. thrown the yeah.
water
well, bottle
that's
away.
That's why. That's the only reason why they have them in Portland. And then they also have the bottle refill stations inside. Oh. Is because Portland is eco-conscious.
Okay, so Portland. We were definitely out of our element for sure. But I chugged
and
an
stressed.
Entire liter of water in about 4 minutes. It,
I'm sure
it,
your kidneys appreciated nice. That.
It hurt. It was, my soul and my stomach hurt. And then I finally did get checked, and I just wanted to get the fuck through there. I didn't care if there was a scanner or what. I did the scanner, which
full body pat down.
And that's probe. What happened next. Oh, right no. out the gate of the scanner, they said, "Sir, you're gonna have to step to the side here. We gotta do. I don't care what the fuck they said. So I'm giving them a stonewall face because I want them to know this is not something that should be happening normally. And once I was done with all that bullshit, grabbed all my stuff, didn't even put my shoes on. I just started walking off. Turned around, gave them a quick salute, kept walking. And I'm pretty sure we were actually followed to the gate. Because of that salute.
Probably.
We were.
Yeah.
Nonconformity kind of is a red flag.
So, yeah. So, that's why I drugged my husband.
Thank you.
Because I love you, and I didn't want to not go home that day. So, yeah.
That's fair.
That's a good story.
Let me give you an alternate story of TSA, but not. We were taking the channel from England to France.
Ooh.
And they stripped me down to my underwear in front of everyone.
What?
So, there you go. As a teenager, 16
what?
Years old.
What? Oh my God.
Can't yeah. you like sue or something for that?
I don't.
It's a different country.
It was a different country. Yeah.
Not in England. You're on a rainy socialist island. Our freedoms don't apply there, man.
I'm not sure if it was. It might have been. It might have been the opposite direction, but it was one of the like.
Oh, it was France. Then.
It might have been France, but I can't remember. I was. I it was, you know, like 11 years ago, and also I...
Yeah. No, I got you.
There's, like, been three concussions since
then.
Not
something you'd want to remember.
I have a story, but it's not as good.
just send it
when
up.
When I was 12 and I had to get stitches on my nose, they asked me to take my shirt...
Is that what that is?
Yeah. They asked me to take my shirt off, and I was like, nope. They're like, well, it'd probably make it a lot easier.
What? And I was your shirt? Well, or your nose?
Or was it something else?
That sounds so bad. That sounds worse than me, because I was with my family and, like, in front of people.
And this isn't a doctor's office.
That's so crazy.
And, like, my mom was there.
Okay, that's
I was
good.
12. Oh, it must have been something different.
Man,
I don't know.
That
different
makes it
injury.
Extra weird.
I've been to the emergency room more than my brothers combined. But
welcome to the group.
Woo!
So, yeah.
That sounds so scary.
I was thinking about that. I was like,
so what did
good
you
for
do?
Me. Oh, I heard the phone ring. I jumped up and there was a drawer that was out and I smacked my head on it. I was 9 years old and I was obsessed with answering the phone. It was never for me, but I would be like, hi.
Oh my God, that is the best voice. I've always thought about it, but I was like, maybe I shouldn't ask, but that is, I'm so glad.
Oh my
glad.
God, I'm
what
so,
are you
so
talking
conscious.
About?
This scar.
It's not like out there. It's only because I know you and I've
spent. I don't know if I'm just like
extra
unobservant.
It's because I know you and I've spent time with you.
Did that experience deter you from answering the phone?
Yeah.
As anxiously?
No.
I love talking about injuries. It's kind of fun.
Talking about injuries is great. There's
always.
What's
your worst injury, Jared?
He was born.
It's been downhill since then,
ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
All downhill since then.
God.
Wow, no. I didn't know that Kirsty came out anymore.
All right, that's the end. Good night, everybody.
Oh, I wanted to hear Jared's story.
I'm just kidding.
No, no. I'm trying to think. What is my worst injury?
Gullible.
Sorry.
Let's see. Probably when I got a concussion on a trampoline.
Oh, fuck.
I was doing backflips all day, and like everything was going great, and all the little kids were like, woo, do another backflip. So I do another backflip, and all
the
kids
for
the are
audience.
Like, woo. Anyway, it starts getting dark, and I'm still Showboard. Nailing backflips.
I can all see him doing it over.
And it, and
like
it's
a
like,
dog? Did you get treats?
Can I finish my story? Anyway, so it's getting darker, getting darker, getting darker. Pretty soon, I can't see shit. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do one last backflip. Do a backflip, went too far back, and nailed the back of my head right on the metal thing around.
No.
And just, wham! Oh, and I knew instantly something was wrong when like my ears were ringing, and I look up, and I have tunnel vision.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't black around. It was just, like, super blurry. So, if Teresa was, like, talking to me, I would have to...
Would that suck if you still had that?
Right.
Oh, my God.
And anyway, so, like, everything's really blurry. So, I hop up. I don't want to worry the kids, you know. Kids freak out and make me mad. So, I get up. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm going to go inside. So, I go into the bathroom. I'm trying to walk, being able to see this much.
How old are you?
Does that matter?
Yeah, I want to know.
It kind of matters.
I'm like 17 or 18.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, I was imagining like baby Jared. So
oh,
that's,
no.
That's...
Yeah. But no, so I was trying to walk my way into the bathroom because you need to drink water if you have a headache, and my head fucking split open, it felt like.
Ew,
so, like I check for blood.
Ow.
No blood. I'm like, okay, so I go into the bathroom, drink a bunch of water. I look, and my eyes still dilate just a little bit. So I'm like, okay. I'm probably not gonna die, but now I have to go out and fake that I'm a normal human being. Like, you ever had to be sober in public?
Yes.
It was like
more often than I
yeah. It was like that dialed to 11, dude. It's like I'm walking out there, and I'm just like trying to sit there all polite, like, "So what's up?" I'm like, "Nothing, man. What's going on with you?" And so then somebody talks over here. Yeah, dude.
Because
I can't look around too fast, otherwise I get the
spins.
You're
moving your head like a fucking ventriloquist dummy, man.
So you never went to the doctor?
Oh, no, I went to the doctor like the next day.
Good. Yeah,
but yeah,
that's not good.
Within 24 hours-ish. Yeah.
But yeah, so because I was a little bit worried because I wanted to leave because I didn't really like these people very much anyway. But like
was
I was
it a baby shower.
No, it was just like, it was like a hangout. But I was just like way
17
story.
Anyway, way too out of it to even like drive. But then I was there for a couple hours, and everything like the tunnel vision finally went up to about this big.
Oh, good.
And I was like, yeah, I'm good to drive now. No. Made it home just fine. Yeah, went in the next day, and they're like, yeah, well, you're not gonna die, so take some days off. That's the first and only time I've ever legitimately called into work for sick. Yeah.
Is this
like,
when
hey.
You were being a bus surgeon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I called them in like, hey, I'm not going to make it in today on account of I have a concussion. They're like, yeah, that's a pretty good reason. We'll see you tomorrow.
And you know what? We shouldn't not believe you about this. Have a good weekend, or early weekend. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious about Renee's worst
let's hear
injury.
Worst injury. Well, it's a little tough to pin. I got to pick from like three or four things.
Let us decide.
So, would you rather hear about a cut or a burn?
Cut.
Cut.
Cut? Okay.
Well, burns are pretty bad.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Burns are pretty bad.
Especially because I know the one you're talking about, and it makes me sad.
Ew. Yeah.
Well, so I'm not sure. The votes seem kind of split.
The cut.
The cut? Okay. Cut.
I don't want to hear about you.
Cut.
Two-Face. Get out of here.
This is the...
What the fuck is wrong with you? This is why your worst injury is you're born. Jesus. Mic drop.
I think it's the show's greatest gift. All right. I really am not sure how old I was. I was probably less than 10. Not positive. But... this was the first injury I'd ever gotten where blood actually dripped from the wound, and
you have a very good memory.
Yeah, I've been told that. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's so strange.
Is it? What? Why was it said in this tone of voice? I don't understand. It's
moving on.
Anyway,
say your story.
She's so blood was dripping.
Yeah, okay. It was, and. But what caused it was I was in the locker room at the local YMCA. It was not really a YMCA. But I was just walking along, minding my own business, and I slipped in the middle of the floor.
You?
What?
A penis spooked you?
No, I was, I was...
silly.
Thank you, Therese.
I think I was alone, actually.
That's silly. I'm so sorry. Please go.
I believe I was alone, and I slipped on the wet floor in the locker room and sliced open my knee on the corner of the metal bench.
You have a scar?
In the room. Fuck yeah, I got one.
It's right there.
It is.
Let's explain it to the listeners. One.
It is a scar.
On his right
it is.
Kneecap.
Actually, kind of weak.
South of his kneecap.
Boo.
Was pretty bad, though. And
did you cry?
Looks ugly as fuck now.
Well, I probably did
ugly
cry.
Knees.
I'm not.
Sounds like
I'm,
a band name.
I'm not here to defend my knees. I know how shitty my knees are.
Ugly knees.
If I like sit in a chair for too long, they decide they don't exist anymore. And then when I try and stand up, it's just like, oh, there's blood vessels here. Open the floodgates, and then my feet tingle for the next hour. My knees are going to crumble into dust one day, just like my wrist when I do deadlifts for the first time. Poof. Never really done a deadlift is my point.
Fun. Give it a shot.
And then eventually somebody found me just sitting in the middle of the locker room, not really sure what to do with a bleeding gash in my knee. And someone put a towel on it, and I don't really remember the rest. It was all kind of a blur.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was pretty bad.
I don't know
if it's the worst one. I've never like had a broken bone or anything.
Yeah, I've sprained my ankle and I've hyperextended my elbows, but
ooh.
Like actual like blood. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I have any of those, or very many.
Yeah, there was actually. Well,
oh nope, scratch that. I cut a chunk out of the top of my foot with a saw.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah.
Like a spinning saw? Or just...
No, like a little hacksaw. I was trying to like cut through a thing.
That is archaic.
As kids do with a saw. And then I was barefoot, and it slipped, went down, and just cut a chunk right out.
Woo! Didn't need it anyway.
Yeah, right.
Now one
did it grow back?
Maybe.
Okay, do you want to hear my saddest?
Like a slice of ham?
Saddest or funniest one? Like worst or funniest?
Can
we do both?
They're actually both.
I think I can still laugh at worst.
They're actually both. So,
it's kinda hard
worst.
To tell. It was a long time ago.
Worst is when I was 5 years old and really wanted to take my dog for a walk with a leash, and she never had been on a leash down our 0.2 mile gravel driveway, face down.
Oh my god!
She drugged me, and my mom, my parents are yelling. Drop the leash, Kirst!
Never!
And I did it because she would run away, but yeah. No. And so, yeah, that was the saddest but funniest. And the other saddest but funniest was 2004, 14 before I started dating Renee, I was grabbing something. We were going to go camping, and I was grabbing something out of the freezer, and a bottle of gin fell on my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it took me the whole weekend and my eyes dilating differently to realize that I had a concussion the whole time.
That's bad.
And I was reading books, and I kept reading the same page. And it's my mom was like, I noticed that. I just thought it was really
like
important.
An old person with dementia.
Like, I was just like, oh shit, I don't remember that. So it'd like start up again, and it was so bad. And then I didn't remember anything I read, obviously, and I was really like old person agitated. So I went to the a doctor, and she's like, yeah, you can't read anything for like 2 weeks. So
oh, yeah,
I had
you're
to,
not supposed to.
Yeah, so I had to talk to my professors basically and say like,
that's a good excuse not to do your homework.
I took a bottle of gin fell on
my
head.
Yeah, I took that bottle to the head, man. Now I'm fucked up.
It took a whole day to catch that?
That was good, Jared.
It was bad. Yeah.
That's weird, dude. They can be so bad that you don't know that it's actually a concussion.
Yeah.
Is that what's...
We talked about him before, Brad and Bellica.
I knew him from Team High.
Yeah, that dude has so many ridiculous fucking injuries.
He's kind of dumb, huh? I mean, no offense.
Your word's not mine. No, that dude, he has, like, absolutely countless fucking scars over his body just from dumb shit. Like, one time he was cutting a piece of wood, and he had to hold the guard up on the skill saw.
No!
He was cutting through, and it caught something, jumped back, right up this side of his leg right here.
Right in his wiener.
Yeah.
Like, right there. Not even, like, a fucking year later, he was racing a dirt bike, fucking... crashes and whatever, gets the handlebar, other side, same part, straight into his fucking leg.
Oh my god.
And that's just two out of like at least 20.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how he's still fucking alive.
How many lives is he used up, would you say? Because not all of those injuries quantify as one life lost.
Ooh, can I
at
say
least
the,
four and a half.
Can I say the best injury that someone else has inflicted upon me?
Really? Oh, that's a, yeah.
When I was
interesting
in fifth
qualifier.
Grade, yeah. This guy, his name is Shane Geiger. He used to have a crush on me.
You're just calling this fucker out.
Oh, totally. He's an asshole now. So,
Shane
like,
Gagger.
What's his number?
Hey, let's call him.
I probably honestly have it. That's so funny.
Yo, what's up, Gagger? So,
I know exactly what I would prank call him with, but you keep going.
So he, we were hanging out like recess in the classroom, and he pushed the bookshelf on top of me, and it gave me my first concussion.
What?
Yeah.
They had never had a concussion. Damn you guys.
They had to call an ambulance, and I was so embarrassed that I put this sheet over my head, and people thought I died for 2 days.
That's awesome.
Dude, I remember fifth or sixth grade, there was some kid that, you know, like downstairs, they had like the special ed in the intermediate school?
Yeah.
Like the special ed kids?
Yeah.
Like some kid that looked like relatively similar to me, just like had an absolute freak out and had to get taken out by the cops.
Oh my God.
So I go up into class after lunch. Everybody's looking at me like, "You're still here?" I'm like, "Yeah, nigga, what's up?" Like, "No, we saw you get pulled away in the cop car." I'm like, "What?" Yeah.
That's
awesome. Found out the whole story, and I found out who the kid was. I'm looking like, "Yeah, he does look kind of like me." And from a distance, for little kids, they're like, "Wow, Jared's getting arrested.
That's funny.
What did he do?" I'm like, "I didn't do it. I didn't do nothing, man."
God damn, I wish like you had been clued in on that, because you could have been like, "Yeah, I broke out."
What's up, and then don't say anything about it ever again. Just like,
I fucking should have
solidified
my reputation. Just a
hell
badass.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be legit.
And then you always talk about your life inside, you know, on the inside.
Life on the inside.
When I was on the inside, Tonto was in the cell next to me.
What is this from?
And he was like,
"Nope, this is him."
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I got a shoelace in here. If we wrap a wire around it, we can cut through these bars. And I was like, "Hey, all right, you work on that little nigga. I'm only in here for like 2 years. This motherfucker's got like a life sentence."
Okay.
I don't know if he ever got out, but that's just the weirdest shit I ever seen in there.
I've never heard this accent before.
I don't know what you got. I think it's Prison Mike.
Prison Mike.
And I never got caught neither.
Prison Mike.
The worst thing about jail was the Dementors.
Oh, Jesus. And I never got caught.
I think I'm missing.
It's
get
from
it?
The office.
Prison Mike. He never got caught, but he's still Prison Mike.
Hey, Jared, who's that rapper that's still in prison right now? Lil Wayne?
No, he's out now.
No, he's out?
What'd he do?
I don't remember what he did, but who's the new guy in prison?
There's new people in prison?
Gucci Mane? Is he still in prison?
I don't know. Are these names?
Yeah, these are rap stars.
I guess it's past my bedtime. I can't drive at night anymore.
Gucci Mane's the guy who's, when the judge asked him if he's guilty, he said, "Bitch, I might be."
Wow.
Gucci Mane. No, you can't make that up. Bitch, I might be.
Bitch, maybe. That's how I'm going to answer everything now.
Bitch, I might be.
Oh, hey, you want to get pizza tonight? Bitch, maybe.
Bitch, where?
And I was like, bitch, where? Dude, I was watching like the best of like 2014 Vines.
Oh my God.
Oh, they're so fucking awesome.
I like black people fights.
Have you seen the one like Chip didn't invite Jerome to the tea party?
No.
Like goes in, like this thugged out black dude is playing like like a little teacup. He walks up, smacks it everywhere. Nigga, fuck your tea.
I think Gucci Mane's out.
Oh, is he?
I'm gonna follow him on Twitter also.
He started a 3-year sentence in September 2013.
Oh yeah, he's out then.
What'd they do?
T.I. was in. He's out now.
Yeah. He was guilty of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Is he a convicted felon?
Well, now he is. Let's for see. Sure.
According that doesn't to make sense if it's not.
Was in possession of two loaded guns between December 12th and can be sentenced up to 20 years. I really want
to meet Suge Knight so I can give him a hug.
Oh yeah, he's still around, isn't he?
Who is that?
Isn't he like a douche?
Why don't we? Yeah. Why would you want to hug him? I hear he holds people over balconies. He's that kind of dude.
Well, with my sweetness, I can melt his heart.
Oh,
you think so?
That's a good thing. Get him on the show.
Okay.
I don't care what you say. Afraid. I still think he killed Easy.
Oh my God. I don't think he did. I think he injected AIDS into Eazy-E.
There's an interview about it. He just said something like, all you got to get is like one needle with somebody, jab them, you sneak up into somebody's house, jab them, and he like starts laughing. A cat camp for $60.
Wouldn't Eazy-E remember if he was accidentally, purposefully stabbed by. Oh,
dude, that guy was fucked up like 90% of the time.
But it was weird. Like, his wife didn't get AIDS, neither did the kid.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah, so I don't know if he died of AIDS.
Why would the kid, like, was he fucking his kid?
No, like if he had AIDS.
Fuck Renee.
No, why would the kid get AIDS?
No, if he banged his wife when he had AIDS, his wife would get AIDS, and then the kid.
No, I'm thinking like he probably slept around after he slept with his wife.
I mean, that's probably true, but why did your first thought instantly go to fucking his kid?
Because he doesn't have to have. Because it's very likely that he didn't have AIDS before he was married.
I'm kidding.
Renee,
I wanted to take it that way because I wanted this to happen.
Yeah, that was until you said he fucked his kid. You took it too far.
Yeah.
You all fucking thought that was funny. Come on.
It was all right. Oh, I was just trying to keep it together. I can't.
No.
I want you all to crumble before me. Don't fucking stonewall me on this, man.
We're all just like, no. Nah, just kidding,
man. Did you hear that he hung Vanilla Ice over a balcony.
Vanilla Ice, that's who it was.
Yeah. Why, though?
He deserved it.
Because something about music rights, some shit like that.
He wanted the rights to one
Ice
of these.
Ice Baby?
I don't know if it was Ice Baby. It probably was Ice Baby.
I need
Ice
to school
Baby.
Myself on this stuff.
Yeah, Wikipedia isn't very savvy with just like timelines of rap. It's like, here's everything they've done in no order.
Did you search that?
Yeah.
Timelines of rap.
Timelines of rap. What
timeline
the fuck
of rap.
That's so white.
That's going to give me like a history of music page, not people's encounters with Suge Knight.
You're so fucking white.
So? I don't see what that has to do with the results I would get on Google.
Are you white? Yes.
I can type that in if you
no.
want. No. What do you want again?
Just timeline of rap.
I feel like maybe Suge Knight, maybe he's just made some bad choices. You know, everyone deserves this.
That dude's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's true.
Who did this? Who's making the bad? Okay.
The second one.
History. Okay. Rap hip hop timeline. 70 to 89. Motherfucker, it's still going on. Why does it end at 89?
I don't know.
Maybe that's the years that really matter.
Is there a next year at the end?
Next year at the end.
Like, you know, next page, and it's...
Did you guys
next.
Hear those
oh,
tires?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Haha, bitch!
What the fuck was that?
Fuck you. It was, those were tires.
What?
Those were
tires. Did someone just get hit by a car?
That would suck.
No, I think
just,
somebody
like,
was doing
it.
A burnout.
That probably...
Oh, that's so cool.
Cholos live down the road.
Okay, what?
Oh, wow, aren't
what
you?
I know. I saw them on Easter. There was like literally 50 of them out at a picnic, like giant picnic table.
Damn. What?
True story.
What?
I believe you.
Year would you like to get the rap history of? Because I've got...
Of who? Suge Knight?
This is just a comprehensive rap hip-hop timeline. So 70
Eminem.
To 89.
Pretty much all the
90s. 2004.
Yeah, 90s rap.
Okay. Let's do 94. Because that's when I was born. Nas finally releases solo debut Illmatic. Fuck yeah. It instantly becomes one of the most critically acclaimed rap albums of all time. With clever wordplay and verbal skill, favorably compared to Rakim's best work. Who is
who,
Rakim?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I gotta be honest, I never listened to Nas.
Nas is good, man.
He probably dropped a couple fat beats, but he's nothing like...
Unimpressed.
Illmatic's fucking fire. You don't even know. You gotta put that shit on sometime. Rakim. No, not with an apostrophe. What does he sound like? When I be on the mic. This is one Mr. Rakim.
It's all about Tech N9ne anyway.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Did they exist before 2004? Because that's as far as my timeline goes here. Yeah. Give or take.
It's average. Nothing special.
Well, now it's bleeped and I don't want to listen to it anymore, so... stop censoring your music. That's dumb. Sorry. If you can't handle it, get out of the music kitchen.
I hate to break the news, but I gotta bounce. Mm-hmm. I have an after party to attend.
That's okay, man.
It's my favorite line.
Get on
after
here.
Party.
What's that line from anyway? Zoolander where he's like, I have an after party?
Yes.
Like
an
that.
After funeral party?
Yeah.
You wanna stick around for 4 more minutes because that's all we got left
sure,
of the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
After party. Who was that guy earlier that I thought was in Zoolander?
Oh my god. I don't know.
I don't care anymore.
Oh, that one chick.
Oh, yeah.
It was the guy. That's right. Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
It was. No, it was that one chick. You're right.
I don't know.
That's actually, yeah.
I love that movie.
Zoolander's fucking great.
It's so bad, but it's so good.
Zoolander.
It's kind of like, it's on, it's
what
like,
is this, a school for ants?
Needs to be at least 3 times big.
It's like it's almost the same kind of bad that Talladega Nights is.
Right. And then Will Ferrell and that black dude just kinda look at each other and he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Me when I'm talking to dementia patients. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course. You like look at your friend, you're just like
you just smile and nod, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It gets you through most of it.
Yeah.
What if
you ever shake them and want to tell them you're retarded?
No.
Never. No,
no, man. No, is that just... No.
I would definitely argue with them certain points because they wouldn't remember it. And you just want to see where
there's
it goes.
Days that I did that.
Really?
Oh, totally.
They're like, and who are you again? And then just start crying. I'm your grandson.
You know, my
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, you know, Gladys, we're not going to do this today. I'm just going to walk out.
Gladys. There were probably a few.
That's a good
name. You don't got any name Gladys?
Nope.
That's such an old person name. That's like a Margaret, Gladys, and...
Viola.
Hilda or something. I don't fucking know. What do old people...
Jared.
Mary. That's an old person name.
That's my mom's name.
Gerbera.
Old person name.
Wow. Rude.
That's both Blanche. My grandmother's names, so...
Blanche.
I actually had to have Blanche. Drew.
Blanche.
Blanche. That's what you do to vegetables.
Right, is that a verb?
What is that?
It's a name.
What does that do to a vegetable?
It softens it.
It's like a subpar boiler.
Yeah.
Cook.
Make
like
white
cooked.
Or pale by extracting color. Bleach.
Bleach Blanche.
That's
oh, they
gross.
Also do that.
Is that what Suge Knight does to people?
Yeah, Vanilla Ice used to be black until he held him over that balcony.
That's great.
Scared the black right off him.
That's great.
That's all it takes. Oh, God, I wish I could tell that joke, but I would probably actually get in trouble
what
if
joke?
I did. Oh, it's a very bad joke that I don't think I should tell on air.
That's fair.
As he looks at Kirstie.
As I'm staring him down.
You want to hear my favorite bad joke?
Yeah.
Sure.
How many babies does it take to paint a barn?
Ooh, this good question. Dark.
As many as it takes?
Depends how hard you throw them.
Oh. What kind of babies? Human?
Depends on what.
I don't know.
Whatever
most,
you want it to be.
Yeah, what's the most offensive thing you can think of?
That's probably throw chicken babies at them, so just eggs.
Aww. Chicks.
Paint the house with eggs.
Go golfing.
Dog babies is probably the worst, and cats. They're tied. Yeah.
Those aren't babies. Those are kittens and puppies.
I couldn't give two shits about what you say, Jared. I would much rather have human babies happen to that than dog babies.
It's a pretty difficult trade, but I have to agree with that one. Yeah. If I had to keep one, dogs shit less than babies.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. True. If we calculated this, we would find it to be true. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio.
Easier to clean up, too, for
on
sure.
On Twitter. Email us things because you aren't, and we watch too at TGF Radio Show. @gmail.com, all the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS. All right, tgfradio.com. Closing statements around the table.
If you fart, make sure to dab afterwards. That's a new thing now. We're going to make it sweep the nation.
It's going to be great. I will participate in this. That's the only instance in which you will find me dabbing. Anyone else?
Thanks for not telling the joke.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to see if Suge Knight has a Twitter.
Please. I'm very
much interested. Send him death threats so he knows how everyone else feels.
So that he could, like... So we could get attention to get him on the show.
Right.
Yeah. He'll be like, hey, yeah,
hey, I'm going to fucking kill you. Also, you want to be on my show?
Want to talk about it?
Let's invite Drew's dad at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back.
Jesus.
We'll be back next week.
Funny.
Party on, everybody.